like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Brook, and you're listening to It's Movie Time.
Yes.
John.
Oh, Carolyn.
I don't even know how to begin this.
Hey, listen, let me preface this by saying we're in what I like to call the dead zone.
The dead zone.
Right, between January and April, they're usually movies that studios have dumped out because they didn't want them to compete at other times of the year.
All right, so listeners, if that gives you any inclination of what we think about this movie we're reviewing, Bert the Incredible...
No, see, you can't even remember the title.
Okay.
It's not Oz the Magnificent. Incredible Bert Wonderstone.
The Incredible Bert Wonderstone.
Starring Steve Carell and Steve Buscemi.
And Jim Carrey.
And Olivia Wilde.
James Gandolfini, Alan Arkin.
Yes.
You think, wow, big names,
yes,
right?
Yes.
This is going to be a great movie. Think again.
It's a movie about magic, the traditional magic in the Las Vegas showroom. So you have the kind of Siegfried and Roy duo, Carell and Buscemi, playing Wonderstone and Marvelton. It's stale. They're doing the same thing. They're tired of each other.
They have these costumes that are ridiculous. We went to the movie with our good friend Linda, who if you're a regular listener, you've heard her before sit in with us. And she brought up an extremely good point. How do you do magic in a movie?
It's certainly not going to be magical because everybody sitting in the audience knows that movies can do incredible visual things.
Right.
So that any piece of magic is not going to be exciting to an audience. And there's the very heart of magic is the wonderment. It's, you know, Bert Wonder, whatever his name is.
Thank you.
Yes.
And okay, so the thing is, if you're going to do a movie like this about magic, and we already know it's not going to be magical, it better be laugh out loud, nonstop
yes.
funny. And you would think with a cast like that, it would be. It wasn't funny. Jim Carrey plays kind of a Chris Angel.
Steve Gray. Shades
the brain rapist, which is so offensive.
He's the new order of magician. He outrages the audience.
It's like freak show kind of
sure
stuff.
It is.
I think the bright spot in all this was Alan Arkin, who plays a magician.
A new role, though, for him.
Oh, John.
Playing the sage curmudgeon.
Okay, so not a new role, but I don't think he's been a magician before.
No, he hasn't. Carolyn, I brought up for us one of my great memories of a magician, Karnak the Magnificent.
I have no idea who this is.
This is Johnny Carson's take on
magic. Oh, right. Okay.
And I wanted to give you a line from there, a line that would be way too bright for this movie, but also as kooky as this movie should have been.
Okay.
Here's the line. May a desert weirdo lower his figs into your mother's soup.
That would have made me laugh. Hey, they needed some of this guy.
I know.
Too bad.
I think Jim Carrey was probably the best in the movie, even though he was whacked out because he does that. He just lets himself go.
Okay, but John, I had to look away numerous times because it was so gross.
Well, when
the stunts he sprayed
pepper spray into his eyes so that he could keep his eyes open for
stabbing himself in the cheek.
Shooting himself.
Not for the faint at heart. I had to look away many times, but you're right. Jim Carrey's always good.
Yeah, but there were thematic possibilities, and one was conflict between the old and the new.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
Carell and Buscemi have to face the fact that Carrey, as strange as he is, represents a new tide.
Right.
A way for them to go. And I never saw that fully develop.
Yeah, it kind of was like they didn't foster that at all. And that was the obvious. You're watching this
sure.
going, okay, this is what this movie's
That's
about.
Right.
But then it's not about that because it doesn't go anywhere.
And the relationship between Carell as Bert and Jane, played by Olivia Wilde.
Oh, please. It's a guy who's like in his 50s who just wants to kiss a pretty 20-year-old.
Yep.
And on what planet would this actually happen? We're trying to discuss right. this movie. This movie doesn't even deserve us discussing it as if it's a real piece of actual film.
I need to remind us and our audience that we were, of course, wrong last week about Oz, Great and Wonderful.
We still can't remember what it's called.
I know, because it went on to make at least $280 million,
hey,
made its money back. People are still going to see it.
Just because a movie makes money doesn't mean it's good, and just because a movie doesn't make money doesn't mean it's bad.
What good are we?
I no longer think Steve Carell is funny. I just don't.
This film is a metaphor for his own career. That
you
is,
think he sees it that way?
I doubt it. What's your grade?
F.
It's a D, because it's dumb.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online, gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Brook. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.